We kick the hour off by welcoming Lori Tobiasen joining us to discuss Relay for Life. Lori, good to see you back in the studio again.
Well, thank you for having me, Tristan.
It's such a pleasure to have you in the studio here once again. How did Nebraskaland days go for you?
Well, it was pretty quiet for me. I kind of had so many other things going on that I kind of laid back and let other people enjoy it, but it was a good week.
Yeah, it was. And beat the heat, too, doing it that way, didn't you?
Definitely.
So, Lori, for those that are listening and haven't heard about Relay for Life before, give us a reminder about the organization.
Well, Relay for Life is an American Cancer Society program that we raise money to help with cancer research, patient education and awareness. And so we are doing it again this year in North Platte. We'll be having our Relay for Life event, our big event, on September 24th down here at the Canteen District. And that will be where we'll just kind of walk all night for the 4 hours, 6 to 10, and we'll have a luminary ceremony. But to get ready and to get started, we're going to have a kickoff event next Thursday, July 7th, at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. And our Relay for Life motto this year is, you're the cure that I want. I always have to get it straight because we're kicking it off with a Grease song, so I always have to get it straight in my head. But
it's a play on words.
Exactly, a play on words. You're the cure that I want. But we will be having the movie Grease that we'll be showing out there at the Lincoln County Historical Museum.
This is such a cool event, such a cool theme. And we know when it comes to the cancer diagnosis, especially if you've lost a loved one, the word cancer in general can be such something that pulls on the heartstrings, just in general. But the camaraderie that you can find with survivors, victims, loved ones that have lost somebody is just, it's so inspiring. And you can experience that in full force with Relay for Life locally.
And that is correct, because most of the people that are on our Relay for Life committee have been involved some way, whether it's they've been a caretaker or they are a survivor themselves. And so that is true. We have the camaraderie, and that night of Relay for Life, it's just amazing to see everybody together. Everybody reminisces, everybody talks. It's just a really good night event for everybody to be together.
And I think those caretakers are just as much the victim as the patient themselves.
Most generally, yes.
They have to watch their loved one change in a variety of ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, watch their loved one go through this horrible process and try to care for them and remain positive in the process. So they're just much of a victim, and definitely celebrate their strength. And I love the camaraderie with Relay for Life, because you can't understand what somebody's going through unless you've gone through it yourself or you're going through it yourself. And when it comes to these caretakers, they're around with the Relay for Life. They've gone through it. They understand. They can relate. They felt what you felt.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the majority of our committee members have been caretakers. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that they talk about. And it really is true that they go through it almost maybe tenfold than what an actual survivor does, because you're right. They want to be able to help them, but take the pain away, but yet they can't. And mm-hmm. and so, yes, it's always a good time for us to say thanks and to honor those caretakers as well.
Yeah, honor those caretakers. Really just support our survivors and celebrate our survivors, but also celebrate the loved ones that have gone before us and keep their legacy and their life alive in a lot of ways.
Exactly. Definitely.
So let's talk a little bit more about next Thursday's event. It'll be out at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. We know we'll have the showing of Grease, but it's going to take a little while for the sun to set. So let's talk about some of these activities that we'll have out at the museum before the sun sets.
Yeah, definitely. We are so glad to be able to partner with the Platte Valley Cruise Night. We're kind of their first night of events going on. Rob Kapp has been really wonderful. He's going to help try to get cars out there for us and everything like that. But the gates will open up about 7 o'clock. So people can come out about 7 o'clock. And we are partnering also with Great Plains Health. Mm-hmm. They're helping sponsor the movie for the night. And so we're going to have some speakers out there. We're hoping to see that Dr. Halavity with the Callahan Cancer Center is going to be available to speak to everybody. We'll have some information for cancer awareness, prevention, detection, those kinds of things available for people, and to help talk to them about what they can do as far as if they have a loved one and those kinds of things that will be available. Our teams, they'll be serving some concessions. We'll have some popcorn. We'll have some snacks. They'll have games available. We're looking at trying to have some door prizes, too, as well. We've got some gift cards to the Cedar Room, to Pals, and down here to Good Life that we're going to be giving away that night.
Awesome.
So we've got a good round of events to happen. We just need the people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Lori joining us again to discuss Relay for Life locally. Big event coming up next Thursday, and then the big event for the year in September, downtown North Platte Historic Canteen District. And I think, was it last year, the first year we had it downtown, Lori?
Yeah, it was. Yes.
How cool is that? And I think the luminaries are really an event that Relay for Life hangs their hat on. And what a great way to honor a survivor, honor a victim of cancer, and keep that torch burning in a number of ways. Pun intended, I suppose, too, with the luminary.
Yeah, definitely. And the luminaries, we're going to have some of the luminaries from last year spread out on the road going out to the field where the movie will be taking place at. So kind of give everybody an idea of what that luminary ceremony is like. We'll have them setting out. And it's a free will donation for next week for everybody to come in. So put however many people you can in a car and bring them out. We'd love to see everybody out there.
And what time are we expecting the movie to start, Lori?
Well, I noticed that the sundown is going to be at 9:18, but we have to still let it get dark enough so that it's easy to see it on the screen. And so I'm thinking about 9:30, 9:45, it should be dark enough to be able to start seeing it. So I'm hoping to be able to get the movie started about 9:45.
Awesome. Again, folks, encourage you to attend Lincoln County Historical Museum next Thursday. If folks want to learn more and help out with the Relay for Life, perhaps make a donation if they can't make it next Thursday, or be a part of the team, how can they do so, Lori?
They can give us a shout. We have a Relay for Life of the Plains Facebook page, and they can certainly search for that and send us a message, and we'd be happy to talk to them about what they can do. Or if they'd like, they can always give me a shout on my phone, and my phone number is 308-530-3071, or give me a text message, and I'd be happy to talk to them.
Lori, anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, I do want to also throw out that we're going to have some food trucks out there. Rowdy Rots will be out there that night. And since you're having Snowball Express on later this morning, I believe she's going to have her Snowball Express out there that night.
It's dangerous.
You have
a lot of good food out there.
Especially when it's hot, those snowballs.
It'll cool you down a little bit.
It helps,
It'll
definitely.
Make a difference. Lori, we appreciate the great work that you and your committee do here in helping out the community and raise awareness and prevention, too, for cancer and for the victims and the survivors and the caretakers. And look forward to seeing you in the studio again when we get closer to September.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks, Tristan.